Good afternoon. Thank you for joining the Laces Out Finkel podcast today. We have a much more classical take for you on today's episode. Please, please stick around for your Beer League unrestricted free agent, retired softball legend, first-time voter, podcast extraordinaire to the stars, cowboy fan watching, star supporter, I love you all. Welcome, welcome one, welcome all.
Hey, what is up, guys? How'd you like that classical intro? I know I loved it. It's a much classier take on my
Laces Out Finkel show.
Today is November 7th. November 7th. Nailed it. Wednesday, November 7th. Had to look it up. No shame in that game. And, you know what? Today I'm going to do things... I'm going to say this a lot because it's kind of my modus operandi. I'm going to do things different because I feel like some people can use a little bit of an uplift today. I've got Miracle playing in the background. You can't hear it because it's on mute. I wouldn't do that to you. But I don't really have a plan for today's show. I'm just going to try and make you guys giggle. I'm going to tickle your funny bones. If that's okay, because I feel like it might be a little awkward. So I apologize in advance. But get over it. People are too touchy in this world today. Stars lost again last night. How about that? They played the Columbus Blue Jackets, lost by a whopping 4-1. But you can't really be too upset because that's the last game on their heavy, longest road trip of the season. And I can't imagine being as tired as they are. Last night was the second game of a back-to-back game, or back-to-back nights of playing, and we've never matched up well against Columbus, ever. They've always kind of had our number as far as their pace of play, and the style of which they play in. But all in all, thankful that they're home, they're going to bounce back. I'm going to be at the game tomorrow. Surprise, surprise, what's new? Pull a rabbit out of the hat. Poof. Magic tricks. So, there's really no surprise that I'm going to be at the game tomorrow, let's be honest. So, tomorrow they play the San Jose Sharks. They've got a rest day today. Today is Wednesday, last time I checked. And so, hopefully they can bounce back, get some points at home. They had a fantastic road trip, in my opinion. They did extremely well. They're right there. They're knocking on the door of the front of their division. So hopefully they can really start their motors. Yeah. And make it to the top of their division. Then we've got Nashville coming to town this weekend. Ugh. Ugh. I don't like their fan base. They think that they're all high and mighty. Whatever. Their uniforms, I'm going to say it. I'm in the minority. I don't like them. I don't like the little kitty cat on their... I don't like... their kitty cat on the cover of their jerseys. But we'll see. I don't know. Nashville's going to be an extremely tough game. Hopefully, you know, they get a day of rest on Friday after they get the win tomorrow. Knock on wood. Because the table's made of wood. Let's see. What else happened last night? Mavericks won, guys! The Mavericks of Dallas won. And I can't believe I don't even have the stats pull up because we got to check, guys. We got to get our Ryan stats in for the day. Let's see if he played at all. Guys, we have 1 minute of play from Ryan. We call that garbage time. Poor guy. Oh, he's got a beautiful three-point shot down there from Australia. But, you know, why don't you play him?
Why you know has friends?
I don't know. Mavericks get the win against the Wizards last night. So... But, I mean, we've kind of had the Wizards' number. I think we've won, I don't know, around 6 or 7 of the last 10 against the Wizards. So, didn't really get a surprise out of that one. The Duke Blue Devils, college basketball started yesterday. And for the first time in a long, long time, they are on my radar. College basketball is on my radar. Man, the Duke Blue Devils. I'm wearing my Duke Blue Devils hockey jersey right now. Because, why not? I I don't have a team in the basketballs. I mean, A&M is around there, but they're not, you know, gonna make it to the championship game. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it right now. But let's be honest, guys. If you watch college basketball and you see the beating they put on Kentucky, that's the most points that anyone's ever scored against Kentucky when Calipari is head coach. They destroyed them. This Zion kid is a freak. RJ Barrett is a freak. These guys are going to dominate college basketball. I will be very, very surprised if they are not in the Final Four, if not the championship game, just because of how dominating they seemed to be last night against a team that was ranked higher than them going into the game. Duke was ranked number 4 in the country. Kentucky ranked 2. That's 2 for you non-bilingual speakers. There's also some more sports to talk about today. Desmond Bryant, the former wide receiver for your pitiful Dallas Cowboys, is now going to the playoffs. He's a New Orleans Saints. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think it's kind of poetic justice because he could and should be with the Dallas Cowboys, in my personal, now professional, opinion. It seems like the Cowboys are allergic to winning. It's kind of sad to watch. And, well, it's sad to watch if I was a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, to which I will say, especially if you listened to my podcast yesterday, you know, I am not. I am not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I will not be a Dallas Cowboys fan until Jerry cracks that whip and fires Jason Garrett and cracks the whip again, fires Linehan, and then looks in the mirror and then cracks that whip one more time and fires Jerry Jones, the GM, until he just needs to sit up there with his beady eyes with his skin pulled back. He's got that little alien in his brain like on Men in Black.
The secret to the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
I can't stand him. But I don't want to get too mixed up in that, because that's what the entire episode was about yesterday. I feel like a lot of my friends are kind of in a somber mood today, so I really hope that I can kind of shake that. You can't see it. You could hear it. But I was doing a little shaking. So hopefully, you know. Okay, maybe that wasn't great. That's unnecessary. Regardless. There is a pretty funny story I do want to share with you guys. In the sports world. And yes, I consider this a sport. There was a NASCAR race at Texas Motor Speedway just the other day. And Kevin Harvick won the race. Kudos. Congrats, Kevin. But see, what had happened was, also let me preface it with saying, because of his win, he was given a berth in the NASCAR's championship race. I don't keep up with NASCAR anymore. Maybe I should. I feel like living in Dallas, I kind of compete in NASCAR every single day. Because if you live here in the greatest city in the world, you know that driving on our highways is more or less like Formula One and NASCAR driving. So if you're not first, you're last. And if it's raining outside, everyone's waving the caution flag and driving 30 miles an hour under the speed limit. You people are, you are the bane of my existence. Anywho, Kevin Harvick
has been stripped of his berth in NASCAR's championship race because his winning car failed inspection after the race. And I posted this on Facebook earlier. I have never been able to relate to a story more. Y'all got any more of them inspection stickers, cuz? I drive a beautiful, beautiful Hyundai XG350. Aptly named Pappy. For its glorious looks of a senior citizen's car. He's old in the tooth. He's about 200,000 miles old. Knock on wood. Still working. You hear that? That is the exact same sound drop I used before, but I'll use it again for old Pappy. Pappy. It's like an old sensei. So his car fails inspection, and if I had a nickel, I could buy one of those NASCARs, probably. So, there's that. But I hope that I can uplift you guys today. I know it's been kind of a tough day for a lot of my friends out there, for whatever reason. So, I think what I'm going to do today is kind of go over some negative things, but in an uplifting fashion. Not one of those, you know, I'm going to open up my heart to you, the people. I found this list online at cheatsheet.com about the 25 most hated athletes of all time. And today, I want to go over 25 to 20. And then, you know, throughout the next couple of weeks, I'll pick back up. Let me star this little page for you boys and girls and everyone alike so we can go back. And when I feel you need a little pick-me-up, I'm going to go back and I'm going to read over it again, the next couple of lists. So, without further ado, I was a lot louder than I expected it to be, starting off at number 25, someone that a lot of you will be familiar with. Number 25. Rajon Rondo. Again, these are the opinions of CheatSheet.com, not my opinions. I do hate him more than number 25. Most of the notable events from the career of NBA point guard Rajon Rondo have some sort of negative attached to it. He had a solid run during his time in Boston, winning a championship with the Celtics in 2007 to 2008. But he didn't get along with Ray Allen, fought Kirk Heinrich during a playoff game, and wore out his welcome, moving to the Dallas Mavericks. Things got so bad in Dallas that head coach Rick Carlisle permanently benched Rondo in the playoffs. His new team, the Chicago Bulls, also suspended him for a game for detrimental conduct. And now, Rajon Rondo resides in the veteran-heavy Los Angeles Lakers. I'm sure you remember fondly when Rajon Rondo was here about how much of a pouty little bitch he was.
I didn't get the ball enough, and I don't like the way that Rick Carlisle talks to me because it's detrimental to me.
I could not stand Rajon Rondo. There are still his jerseys are still for sale in the Dallas Mavericks market because they cannot get rid of them. I'm surprised we don't see homeless people on the streets wearing Rajon Rondo jerseys because that's as low as he has stumbled, in my opinion. He's a joke. He's a douchebag, and he quit on this team in the playoffs. Did we have a chance to win the championship? No, we didn't. But he quit nonetheless. The fact that this guy still gets paid money is an absolute atrocity. He is a joke of a player. He's a joke of a man. And now he's coddling LeBron's testes. You heard it. Coddling. Number 25, Rajon Rondo. Number 24, and I find this hilarious. Number 24, Tony Romo. Tony Romo is number 24 on the most hated athletes of all time list. Again, CheatSheet.com. Rather unfairly, Dallas Cowboys fans have never really liked quarterback Tony Romo. Preach, sister. A lot of it goes back to the narrative that he can't win a big game, which he only furthered with a botched hold on a field goal in 2006 against Seattle. I know everyone remembers that. While Romo has put up great numbers, can't argue that, guys. Can't argue that. In both passing yards and touchdowns, fans seem to cling to the notion that he's bad in the fourth quarter and chokes at the end of games. Simply put, there's no real evidence to support that theory, but it doesn't stop people from hating on Romo. This is a controversial one, boys and girls. It's a controversial hate because people love him. What am I really... Whoa! Pipe down, cockaroo. My mistake. Not editing yet. I've got my software set up, still learning how to edit it, so I'm going to leave that in there. So that cock-a-doodle-doo was almost as if the Dallas was saying, "Hey, leave Tony alone. He's a nice person." Good manners don't translate into Super Bowls. Believe that. Dallas used to be a city of champions. A city founded, surrounded by the hope that the Cowboys, the Mavericks, the Stars, to an extremely lesser extent, the Rangers. This city was surrounded by champions. Ooh, yeah. Don't you worry. There's a wrestling episode coming soon. And I'm going to fool you into thinking it's something really serious. And I'm going to hit you with, ooh, yeah. You gotta get up there to the top of the mountain, only to be brought down because you're a Dallas sports fan. I get it. I get why he's on the list, because Dallas had solidified itself in the 90s of being, you know, such a strong franchise, America's team. I'm not going to waste any more time on it. Number 24 is Tony Romo. I get why he's on the list. I understand why people may think that he shouldn't be on the list. But regardless, nonetheless, Tony Romo, number 24 of your most hated athletes of all time, according to Cheat Sheet. Number 23. Welcome to the world of tomorrow. For all my adult cartoon fans, you'll know exactly what that's from. Number 23, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Now, I can understand why Bryce Harper is on this list. This kid is a phenom. There's no questioning that Bryce Harper is one of the biggest stars in Major League Baseball. And that alone is enough to elicit some hate, which is completely understandable. When you're at the top, if you've got haters, you're doing something right, bruh. You're doing it right. He's provided fans with several other reasons to dog on him, not the least of which was his major step backward in production after his MVP season in 2015. MVP. He has perceived lack of hustle to the point where an angry teammate attempted to choke him. And he once blew a kiss at a pitcher after hitting a home run, and in general he comes off as a douche.
A big old cocky douche.
Yeah, big old cocky.
A douche.
I gotta be completely honest with you guys. Bryce Harper is a lot of fun to watch. And this is the first person on this list where I have to go, I don't really know if I agree with that. Because what he's done for the game of baseball is almost kind of, not single-handedly, by any means, not single-handedly put it back on the map. But he's helped a lot. He is an instrumental piece to pushing MLB back to the forefront of popularity in sports in America. But he is a bit of a douchebag. I'm sure a lot of you, if you haven't, need to go look it up. There's a clip where someone asked him in Canada one time when he wasn't of legal age to drink in the U.S. But the legal age to drink in Canada is different. and he was old enough to drink in Canada, and someone said,
excuse me, Brass, we hear that the legal drinking age in Canada is a little bit lower than the drinking age in the U.S. of America. You gonna grab a beer?
Bryce looked over at the reporter, rolled his eyes in what looked like he was being possessed by Satan himself. One of his eyes, like, didn't work. And he's like, kind of question is that? Clown question, bruh. Clown question, bruh. Next question. He was so offended, but his reaction was just so douchey. You know when he went out and probably got shit-faced that night. Language alert. But I think it was just a very funny reaction, the way that he kind of handled it. Number 22, and now this one I'm not as familiar with, but I feel like he can relate to a lot of players in the league, and I think there's a player on this list that has been omitted, or not omitted, but just hasn't been mentioned yet, and I might have to go back at this one and scratch this name, and then insert this other person's name, but the gentleman's name is Rafi Torres. Rafi Torres. And this shows you kind of my lack of history knowledge with the NHL, because he doesn't seem... I mean, there was a stint when the Stars were not doing very well where I didn't watch as religiously as I did or do now. But he was one of the most hated players in modern hockey history. And he was suspended 4 games in 2011 for headhunting, which, if you don't know what that is, go look at YouTube videos. It's violent as if. V-A-F. Violent as if. 2 games again in 2012 for leaving his feet on a hit, which, guys, a lot of you don't play hockey, and I'm still on the cusp of learning the sport. But I can skate forwards pretty freaking fast, and you can get up and go, and this guy's a professional. So imagine how fast he's going, and then you physically take a push off the ice and skidish right into somebody else. That's going to hurt somebody. It will hurt somebody. He was again suspended for 25 games for a hit that resulted in the concussion of Chicago Blackhawks forward Marian Hossa during a playoff game. During a playoff game. Hockey is a violent sport, but it's also, in my certain opinion, especially here with the recent developments of me, you know, hitting the ice. Hockey is a respectful sport. There is a lot of respect in the community, between players, between fans. It's a much pinkies up classier kind of fan base and people that play the game. But this dude went and took out one of the Chicago Blackhawks' best players. And it resulted in him, not only Rafi Torres, missing the entire rest of the playoffs, but it also caused the same for Marian Hossa. His dirty play made him well-known around the league and developed a hatred among not only fans, but fellow players. And to me, that says it all right there. If players begin to start hating you for who you are, not just the fans, because the fans can go out there and they can boo and hiss. Boo, hiss, hiss, boo. They can go out there and do that. That's one thing, because we pay the money. We have the option to boo and cheer who we want. It's the same thing with professional wrestling. You don't have to tell me who to cheer for. Obviously, the way that they market their people, their characters, yes, I get it's not real. It's a male soap opera, but damn it, when I watched it, it was captivating. Just captivating. But it showed you a path of, hey, like this guy, hate this guy. Feel like this Rafi Torres dude, same thing. Pointed towards hate this guy. But it's something when your own peers, your own Commodores, also hate you. Number 21 again. Guys, we are back to a Dallas celebrity. Number 21, Jose Canseco. Guys, Jose Canseco is kind of a piece of fart human being. Let's just be honest. He's not a role model for children to look up to. He's not necessarily a great person. I've never met him. Hope to one day, because he was fun to watch growing up. He had a flowing mullet, which was just glorious. But he was a big, swollen, and heavy-muscled slugger, known for his time with the Oakland A's back in the 80s. He became hated because of his personality and his brash personality, for his tell-all book that seemed to be nothing more than a way for the retired home run hitter to make some extra scratch by
tattling on his fellow players.
He admitted to being a steroid user himself. He wrote about players that he saw using steroids himself, one of which was the home run king, Mark McGwire. There's another cheater that we'll get to that plays baseball and hits home runs. But I have a feeling, spoiler alert, he's a little bit high on this list, so stick with me. And he freely speculated on others who simply assumed were using. He's not a likable character whatsoever. As a Rangers fan for my entire life, he did have that occasion of, I'm sure you all remember when he was a bonehead outfielder, because that seems to be a little bit of a trend with Texas Rangers and outfields. A little bit of a boneheaded outfielder, and literally missed a pop fly into deep, I believe it was center field. Knocked him on the top of his head and bounced over the wall for a home run. That's almost like too good to be true. Home run! What a bonehead. I read his book. His book is fascinating. Because it's yes, I read. I know a lot of you,
he talks about never reading. It's surprising that he would say that he read a book.
This just in, side note. Sean Lee is out 4 to 6 weeks. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Hang them up. Hang them up. It's over. You're vulnerable. You're built of glass. On a personal note, for the love of God, spare yourself the pain of having to suffer through for the rest of your life and just stop. That's your breaking news moment for the day.
On the Laces Out Finkel podcast.
Jose Canseco was a douchebag. He hit home runs. Ain't no denying that. But it doesn't really balance out his attitude, the way he treated other people, and the fact that he did tell on so many people. Which I think we'll get to an episode where I will talk about steroids in sports. You know, a lot of comedians have kind of, one of which I know he's not revered like he used to be when I was in 8th grade, but Dane Cook was talking about how he wishes there were steroids. And it might, actually, I take that back. Daniel Tosh? I don't know. I'll fact check for you. Regardless, this particular stand-up comedian said, I wish they would give steroids to every sport, every athlete, because I want to see people jump 15 feet and hit 500 or 600-foot home runs. You know, drive a ball from the green for 500 or 600 yards. Let's do it. I'm sure we'll get into that. There's actually a lot of documentaries on it. Stronger, Bigger, Faster, or Bigger, Stronger, Faster being my personal favorite. So we'll definitely get into the steroid issue at one point or another. But that book was fascinating. If you have not read it, I highly suggest it. I highly, highly suggest it. It's extremely entertaining. And it's very entertaining because it just gives you a chance to kind of sneak into the psychotic mind that is Jose Canseco. The guy who just looks in the mirror and just doesn't leave for hours at a time because he can't stop looking at himself. So, Jose Canseco, number 21. Last one for the day, number 20. And I know this is going to rub some people the wrong way, but I'm in it for the business. Number 20 is LeBron James. And you'd think that a lot of fans would revere the arguably the best player in the NBA, just like how Michael Jordan was revered when he was in the NBA. I'm not going to get into that discussion today. But it's just not the case for LeBron. He was a bit cocky. Cock drop. He was a bit cocky when he came into the league. He was always revered as the best kid in the nation when he was brought up. Played on a national champion high school team. It's kind of saying something when people are already buying your high school jersey. It's got to be hard to contain that ego. But he came in from high school straight into the NBA, drafted to his hometown, Cleveland Cavaliers. He would dance during timeouts, showed up other teams. He has a tattoo on his neck, which I'm not sure if he's ever gotten to cover it up, but it says The Chosen One. And then I'm sure you all remember The Decision. From a marketing standpoint, that was brilliant. Because love him or hate him, people paid attention. People tuned in to The Decision. They wanted to hear what he had to say. But he chose Miami. You all remember it. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. Dirk Nowitzki had something to say about that in 2011, didn't he? Dirk! I don't know. My opinion on LeBron James is a little bit different, I think, than it was when I was a little bit younger. We just did the episode where you don't want to let an outcome of a game affect the rest of your day or your mindset, the way you treat others. I kind of feel the same way with LeBron. I get why he has the hate. You left your hometown in the dust to go play for glory. Get a little bit of the glory. Let's see what it tastes like. And I can understand that. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people, when it comes to these professional athletes, they don't join the league to be mediocre. They join the league to win. And when they don't see an opportunity to win, but have the opportunity to go somewhere where they can, it makes a lot of sense. But just the way that he did it, and I'm pretty sure he's come out and publicly said, yeah, I wouldn't do that again. That was me being young and dumb. But something, and I don't want your comments as far as,
well, you don't know him personally, so you can't speak for him.
But I can say this much. The dude's married. There hasn't been any stories of him being unfaithful. He did like an Instagram model's picture recently in LA, and everyone, oh my goodness gracious. Social media is such a poison. But I love it. It's the best poison I could have. Regardless, he's got kids by the same woman. As far as I know, he's a good father. He's a good, strong figure for kids. He's not faithful to the name on the front of the jersey, but he's damn faithful to the name on the back. That includes his family. So I can't knock the dude because he doesn't give me a reason aside from what he does on the court. He hustles his ass off. He plays strong. He does not play defense. But as you can see from the point averages, which I'm pretty sure most points for and points against are over 100 for almost every single team, it seems, this season. It's a defenseless league. But he plays his ass off. So you're going to be very surprised for me to say this. I disagree with this one. I can understand why, but I disagree with him being on this list. Other than the fact that he made, quote unquote, the decision. So, that's 25 through 20. You are so welcome. I hope you loved it. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to go ahead and revert back to my...
Thank you for tuning in today for the Laces Out Finkel Show. Again, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Laces Out Finkel, LacesOutFinkle. At Laces Out Finkel. I wish you and yours a beautiful Wednesday. May the sun shine upon your face. Even if the clouds do get in the way, do not be afraid, for the sun shines behind. Thank you, and enjoy Beethoven as he takes us out.